A former Department of Corrections officer convicted of smuggling drugs into Goose Creek Correctional Center was sentenced today to 8 months in federal prison. Alaska Public Media's Josh Edge reports.
33-year-old Adam Jason Spindler pled guilty in August 2016 to one count each of drug conspiracy and possession of controlled substances with the intent to distribute. Spindler was arrested in May 2016 after heroin and marijuana were discovered in a bag he was attempting to bring into the prison. Spindler later admitted to the Federal Bureau of Investigation he intended to distribute the drugs to an inmate. Department of Corrections Commissioner Dean Williams says he is content with the sentence.
I think it really reinforces the dangerous nature of drug trafficking in prisons, and it reinforces the fact that if you do this kind of activity, there are real serious consequences. And I, as commissioner, I was hoping that message would be sent in today's sentencing, and I think it is.
According to a press release, U.S. District Court Judge Sharon Gleason noted a variety of impacts stemming from introducing drugs into a prison environment, including the betrayal of public trust. And she says the sentence is intended to send a message to others that similar conduct will not be tolerated. Public trust is an aspect Commissioner Williams says he takes seriously.
We are all going to hold ourselves as employees in this department, from me all the way down to the janitor, that we're all going to hold ourselves accountable in a high degree of public trust.
One of the incidents took place in May 2016 when Spindler conspired with inmate Edward Wayne George and George's girlfriend Taylor Hunter. The DA's office says Spindler contacted Hunter around 35 times. The two coordinated the drug delivery. Spindler was paid about $1,400 altogether. Inmate Edward Wayne George was sentenced in April to 33 months in prison and 3 years of supervised release for his role. Hunter is scheduled to be sentenced in May. In addition to jail time, Adam Spindler was sentenced to 3 years of supervised release, forfeiture of his truck, a $1,400 fine, and 120 hours of community service. In Anchorage, I'm Josh Edge.